Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Why is President Trump so reluctant to continue with epic fury, this major warfare with Iran? Is it because he thinks he has won the war? No, not at all. Actually, the opposite is true. One of the reasons, it's a quite simple answer to the question. America is running out of weapons. The Telegraph wrote on March 26, after almost 4 weeks of war, of course now it's a lot longer than that, the U.S. is facing shortages of critical offensive and defensive weapons, inventory analysis shows. The U.S. is at most a month away from running out of some of its most critical weapons. Well, that was written March 26. Now it's May, so they would already have reached that point. The U.S. can fight on without those munitions, but it means exposing its military to the Iranian and drone attacks that will find their way through the cracks in its protective shield. Last week, Armin Papperger, the head of the German defense manufacturer Rheinmetall, warned air defenses across the US, Middle East, and Europe were almost empty as a result of the war. If the conflict lasts another month, and it most certainly has, there will be nearly no missions available, he added. What has been fired in a matter of weeks will take years to replenish. Building up the stock of the 535 Tomahawk missiles used will take at least 5 years. The White House desire to wipe out Iran's missile capabilities are unfulfilled. The Independent wrote a little bit later on April 24. The U.S. has burned through billions of dollars worth of its critical weapons stockpile in the war with Iran. The conflict, which began on February 28, has seen the Pentagon use more than 1,200 Patriot interceptor missiles, and each costs more than $4 million. The military has also used up around 1,100 of its long-range cruise missiles. More than 1,000 Tomahawk missiles have been fired, which is around 10 times the amount currently bought by the U.S. military each year. Internal Pentagon estimates also suggested that around 1,100 JASSMER missiles, which cost around $1.1 million each, have been used. That has left just 1,500 of the projectiles in the military's inventory. The war has cost the United States between $25 and $35 billion. Now, this was written April 24. In the first 2 days of the conflict alone, the military burned through around $5.6 billion worth of munitions. The war has led to depletions in essential weapon systems deployed to defend NATO's eastern flank in the event of Russian aggression. But what about if there's another aggression from a different country and it develops into a major war? According to these articles, America will not be able to defend itself anymore because they have run out of weapons, and it takes a long time to replenish them. Fortune wrote on April 24, the U.S. has depleted its store of 7 major types of missiles, intensifying concerns of a near-term risk it will turn out of munitions for a future war. Here we go again. It is estimated it would take 1 to 4 years to restock the 7 major munitions to pre-war levels. And then this astonishing article, frightening article, by the Daily Mail, dated May 7. A leaked CIA briefing to the White House concludes that Iran retains significant ballistic missile capacities and capabilities, undercutting Donald Trump's claims that the regime's stockpile has been wiped out. The regime retains roughly 70% of its pre-war missile stockpile and 75% of its mobile launcher inventory, according to a confidential CIA analysis provided to Trump officials. A U.S. official said that Iran has recovered and reopened the vast majority of the underground storage facilities damaged in the opening stages of the war. Sources added that Iran has not only repaired damaged missiles, but has also managed to produce new ones. Intelligence officials found that Iran can withstand the economic toil of Trump's naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz for at least 3 to 4 months. That is why Iran is not anxious to strike a deal with America. But also the U.S. Navy is in deep trouble. National Security Journal wrote on May 7, "The U.S. Navy is currently experiencing a submarine crisis. It needs more submarines than it has at its disposal. America's naval shipyards are backlogged, understaffed, and lack the capacity to maintain or repair existing submarines, let alone complete new builds in a reliable and affordable manner." Can you imagine what would happen to the United States of America if a mighty power block would attack it? America will not be able to survive a major war. And that war will come. But it will not be an attack from Russia or China. Rather, Europe, under the leadership of the biblical beast, will launch that attack. And America, not being able and willing to defend itself by that time, will be totally defeated. And the Bible is very clear on this. And we have warned you about it for decades. This war will come, and will come much sooner than many think. I would ask you to subscribe to our weekly update by email, in which we inform you continuously about the world events as they pertain to biblical prophecy. Let me tell you, you don't want to miss one issue, and you will find nothing like it anywhere else. I can guarantee it. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.